The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Spring has sprung. Nice weather this weekend. Well, we heard every Sunday morning here in Westchester and the Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning as we now have listeners in Northern Ulster, Northern Dutchess County, listening to our GPS show on Magic 92.5 and WGHQ. So glad you're joining today. Today's topic is all about interest rates. They have such a big impact on how we behave as individuals. We can refinance or we can make a vacation purchase. Interest rates also have a big influence on the economy. Is the economy too hot, too cold? Little Goldilocks there. Can the Federal Reserve tries to moderate it, tries so it's not too hot, not too cold? We'll talk about that. And of course, interest rates have a big bearing on what happens with the stock market. So we're going to tackle, which has been the headline this the entire week, the 10-year Treasury has been going up to 1.75%, market reeling on Thursday, but after Wednesday having a great St. Patrick's Day. We'll talk about that as well. So our goal before we get into today's topic, all about interest rates, is we try to get the market recap for you. Not just give you a bunch of numbers with the S&P did, NASDAQ, you can get that. But we try to get behind, you know, the scene, so to speak. And I guess the analysis I try to give to you is like being watching a football game and you see what's happening on the field, but there's someone on the reporter on the sideline talking about injuries and coach knocking heads with somebody or whatever's going on. That's what I am. I'm going to be a reporter on the sideline telling you what happened this week. Okay. So St. Patrick's Day, the holy day of St. Patrick's Day, we had the Dow Jones Industrial Average pierce through 33,000 and closed above 33,000 for the first time ever. In fact, back on November 24th, not too long ago, we got above 30,000 for the first time. So quite a bit of movement here in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And we've seen a rotation out of technology stocks. NASDAQ still about 700 or 800 points off its all-time high. And here's the Dow Jones seemingly every day going through that. Now, you kind of say, wow, how can a market be doing so well? Look what's happening. You know, still a lot of businesses are shut down. You know, we're kind of living this quasi trying to get back to reopening. Remember, the stock market's forward-looking. It's looking 6 months down the road, 9 months down the road, you know, when the vaccination really gets rolled out, where infection rates hopefully get well below 1%, and we can get back to so-called normal, whatever normal looks like. Of course, we have stimulus checks hitting this week in earnest, a $1.9 trillion package passed, and now money's hitting the road very quickly. Interest rates are going up, and we're going to talk about why that is. Of course, today's topic, all about interest rates. Now, the day after St. Patrick's Day, we had the St. Patrick's Day hangover, as I called it. You know, a little too much Irish whiskey. Well, what happened is a whole bunch of things that happened there. First off, the NASDAQ was down over 400 points, its worst day since the end of October. And one of the reasons there, interest rates are going up. And gosh, you know, rates start going up. Are they going to offer more competition to stocks? And of course, the hottest stocks throughout this pandemic, the stay-at-home economy stocks, were that of technology. So minus 400 points for the NASDAQ. Tough day, down 3%. A choppy market also on Thursday because France also now saying they're going to start shutting down places. Places in Europe are now shutting down again. Another wave has hit them, and we're like, oh gosh, please don't have that, because we're starting reopening here in the U.S. So while we are getting through the vaccination cycle rather quickly, and our infection rate is declining, hospitalizations are declining, and fatalities are declining, at least the rates are declining, it's still bugaboo that's out there. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Join me every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. And, of course, today's topic is all about interest rates, all about interest rates. So we cover the market, choppiness. I would say quite a bit of choppiness going forward, but then again, that's not going on a ledge too much. But again, we're going to watch closely how interest rates go up. So let's talk about that for a second. Let me give you a strange analogy, the 10-year Treasury that we're all watching. Let's say the 10-year Treasury went to 10%. by the way, very, 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 very unlikely. But just kind of play this out so you can understand why it has such an impact on stocks and why people are concerned about interest rates on the rise and why we have today's topic all about interest rates. Suppose the 10-year Treasury is yielding 10%. Well, how much money really would you want in the stock market if you can guarantee yourself 10%, okay? So that's one of the levers that you kind of understand are balancing act between interest rates and the stock market. Now, just a year ago, literally this time, March of 2020, what an awful month that was. Do you remember that? We came into the month, by the way, Dow Jones at 29,000. Took a trip down to 18,000. March 23rd was a low. We didn't know that at the time, of course. 11,000-point trip. And I remember giving the market reports and talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 2,000 points today. Remember that? It was god-awful as a pandemic was sweeping around the world at such an awful pace. And that was March of last year. And here we are, March of the following year, 33,000 in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So a really huge trip. And some of it had to do with interest rates. The Fed Reserve pushed rates down, I think April 6th or April 9th, after the March 23rd low, decided to push Fed fund rates to zero, include asset purchases. When they do asset purchases, they're buying bonds. Again, try to keep rates low to stimulate the economy, get people to buy homes, refinance, try to put more money in people's pockets. So that's the whole nature of what kind of happened last year, is that rates came to the rescue. And at that time, by the way, the 10-year Treasury was yielding 0.5%. Even if you don't like the stock market, even if you don't like the risk, you say to yourself, okay, 10% U.S. Treasury, I'll put all my money in Treasuries. 0.5, even though I don't like the market, I'll probably make more money than 0.5 sitting in a bank or sitting in a Treasury. So this is what happens when the Federal Reserve gets aggressive. They cut rates on purpose to stimulate the economy, get people to invest, to put money into the market, or to invest into a business, or you know, all these type of things. So that lever, the Federal Reserve. Now, what confused a lot of people, and I could definitely understand, in the same day you may hear Fed fund rates, they move lower, and the 10-year Treasury moved higher. Like, what? The steepening yield curve. Huh? Really is that the monetary policy, Federal Reserve, that's what they call it. Fiscal policy, by the way, is how we tax and spend. Again, we'll talk about taxes in another show. And spending, definitely, we had $1.9 trillion. But monetary policy is how the Federal Reserve, again, Jerome Powell is our chair, how they move those levers up and down to try to create. Now, they can only use the Fed fund rates. Fed fund rates are at zero. They're talking about leaving Fed fund rates at zero for a very long time, like another year or two. However, all the other ones, 9 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 year treasuries, that's all in the market. Market supply and demand makes those rates go up or those rates go down. So the Federal Reserve really can't do anything about those rates. And that's why it's confusing. Some days you hear that the 10-year yield went higher, yet the Fed fund rates are going to continue to stay lower. Right after this break, we'll talk more about today's topic, all about interest rates.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Spring has sprung. Nice warm weekend. Nice sunny weekend. Heard every Sunday morning here in Westchester and the Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning, as we now have listeners in Northern Ulster, Northern Dutchess counties listening to our GPS show on Magic 92.5 and WGHQ. Welcome, one and all. All about interest rates is today's topic. But before we tackle into our topic again, you just heard my friend Mike Bennett offer my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Yes, the first 20 callers, early bird gets the worm, will get that book for free. 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. 101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. We actually cover interest rates in there and how they're a lever with the economy and kind of like a levy, if you think about it, going up and down and trying to make the water flow back and forth. Well, that's covered in Not Your Father's Retirement, other topics including retirement planning, stock markets. It's all right there for you. First 20 callers, that's you, 845-371-0101. Why not? You've been listening to the show for so often. Why not pick up the phone, give us a call, get your free book. First 20 callers, 845-371-0101. And the book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get that book for free. 845-371-0101. I'll be here with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, Health and Happiness. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday, we're going to try to give you the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. At least I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We could call that weekday mornings, right? So every weekday morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean the famous, Mike and Casey Show, you will hear my market report. Then at 5:15 on Andy Bale Show, coming back, Bill Kugel, National Business News, the indexes with the Dow and NASDAQ did, the local Hudson Valley Business News, and the Hudson Valley Index recreated for you. So Monday through Friday around 8:25, I'll give the market report on the way home. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, he'll tell you what the market did. All of this, all these podcasts, again, that is pretty much these shows, my TV appearances, newsletters, archived newsletters, market reports, it's all there on MahoneyGPS.com. MahoneyGPS.com consolidates all the information. You could sign up for a free newsletter right there. Tuesday evening comes out, the newsletter, and we talk about the markets, what's happening, try to make you a better investor, try to make it a level playing field for you. So right before the break, we're talking about how it's kind of confusing for people with interest rates. You hear that interest rates are going up and interest rates are going down in the same day. Like, how could that happen? So the Federal Reserve, again, they control Fed fund rates, which are money that's lent to the banks, right now is at zero. And they're pegging it at zero for quite some time. Meanwhile, the 10-year Treasury has gone up. The 30-year Treasury rates have gone up. And actually, the good news about interest rates going up is not necessarily bad news. Actually, the good news is the expectation is the economy is going to get stronger. The economy is going to get better, and why interest rates are rising in the first place. So we have to understand why it's actually a good reason why interest rates are going up. However, with interest rates going up, there are concern for investors that what if this continues to keep going up and up and up and up, and all of a sudden the Treasury is at 3% or 4% or more, and that's going to offer a lot of competition to stocks. There was very little competition for stocks last year when this pandemic hit and the market debacle, and then we bounced because at the end of the day, say, geez, you know, CDs are paying next to nothing, Treasuries are paying next to nothing. May as well put money into the stock market. So the rising rates has everybody on edge as of late, especially the NASDAQ, because that's been the biggest winner we've had since last year. In fact, actually, since March of last year, the NASDAQ has nearly doubled from those lows. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning as we try to figure out how interest rates work, why they work, how they impact the economy, how they impact your life, how they impact the markets. And the more we know about interest rates, the better investors I think we're going to be here. So that's one of the things that the Federal Reserve can do. They also can buy, and they do, about $120 billion a month of asset purchases. What does that mean? Well, they're buying bonds, corporate bonds. They're trying to keep the lid. They're trying to keep rates low to continue to stimulate. Their mandate right now is not about the stock market. I know that's confusing at times. The Federal Reserve is not trying to make the stock market go up. And by buying bonds, they're not trying to make, you know, bond prices go up. What they're trying to do is get us back to a tone where we can get full employment again, which we had prior to the pandemic. So that's the stated goal of the Federal Reserve. And they're going to allow for some inflation. Right now, the inflation rate is under 2%. They'll allow for north of 2%. As they said, that'd be temporary. In fact, actually, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary this week, chimed in on that as well, thinking that if we do have inflation, it'd be temporary. And the reason why we can see some inflation with our own eyes, again, and ears and so forth, is you go to the grocery store, and I don't need to tell you about inflation. Go to the gas pump. I don't need to tell you about inflation. It's starting to come in a little bit here. And it kind of makes sense, unfortunately. We heard from Conagra, a big food company. We also heard from Heinz condiments and so forth, that they're passing on higher prices to consumers because the material costs are going higher. Wages are going up. Remember, because of everything that's happening, think about these manufacturing places where they have to do social distancing and cut shifts and so forth. They can't produce as fast as they can. So we're having some bottlenecks. You heard about chips, you know, chips that go into computers, chips that go into cars now. There's a shortage of that as well. So we are going to start tipping our hand a little bit towards inflation, and that's why the market's been pretty rocky lately, worrying about that. And as investors, we worry about that too. We, of course, worry about interest rates going up, and we worry about inflation going up. But there's a good reason why interest rates are going up. And I think the good news is the market's looking 6 months that or 9 months down the road, you know, to forward looking, and it's seeing more economic activity. It's seeing more people in their cars. Again, Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, hopefully traveling, visiting family, or going somewhere fun. That as soon as we roll this out very quickly, as we're doing, and infection rate goes lower, we should look a lot different than where we are now. But that's, again, that's the problem about interest rates going higher. It's going to offer some competition to stocks. And there's really no way to change it because the expectations for inflation have increased, and we've been seeing that. Again, right now, the CPI is about 1.5%. Your own CPI and what you spend for energy, again, gas or heating oil, and what you spend for food is definitely well north of 2% because that's, again, what you're doing in your kind of day-to-day basis. We're seeing it, and that's why interest rates are shooting up. The expectation is we may see a touch of inflation later this year. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, joining you this Sunday morning. Spring has sprung, nice weather. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley at 100.7 WHUD. And good morning, as we now have listeners in Northern Ulster, Northern Dutchess counties, listen to our GPS show on Magic 92.5 and WGHQ. Join us one and all. Today's topic, all about interest rates. And before we jump right back into that, I want to thank Mike Bennett to offer my book. What's he doing offering my book? Oh, we told him to offer my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Call 845-371-0101 to secure yours. And if you're driving, two hands on the wheel, be safe, please. When you get back home, you can go to whud.com, which should be your favorite anyway, right? Your favorite site. On the lower right-hand side, the book offers right there as well. So call 845-371-0101 on the lower right-hand side. Again, this book, I think, is a perfect companion to what we do here on Sunday morning. Of course, we change topics. We try and make it topical. But a lot of that information is right there in the book. And I know some weekends you can join us. Sometimes you can't. Call for a book. 845-371-0101. Today's topic, all about interest rates. I'll be with you here every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, Healthy Happiness Show up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning right here, we're going to make you, we're going to call it the Healthy Wealthy Wise Hour. How's that? The Healthy Wealthy Wise Hour. Say that five times fast. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday morning around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15 on the way home, Andy Bale's show has got you covered there. Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. You hear that southern charm, that southern accent he has. He'll give you the national business news, the indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, the local Hudson Valley business news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created just for you. All this is archived. Our radio shows are archived right on MahoneyGPS.com. My TV appearances are also on there as well. And, of course, our newsletter, archived newsletter, other resources, calculators, all about us, management team. It's all found on MahoneyGPS.com. The reason why I use GPS in today's show is called the GPS for Your Finances, and we call GPS, MahoneyGPS.com, and GPS is everywhere, and we do GPSs for you for projections. But again, people want to know and break down some of the jargon in our world, financial jargon world, that is, and understand this. So a GPS, you know what a GPS is. We use it probably every day of the week. I do. I'm directionally impaired. I'm sorry. But with my GPS, who I've named Mindy, you can touch in, put in a destination. destination. So let's say you're going to a wedding. Hopefully you can start going to weddings again and all these wonderful events. But you go to a wedding, let's say you punch in your address, and then what? The GPS shows you how to get there. Turn left hand here, turn right. Oh, you got to reroute, this, that. Well, financial planning is much like that. You have to have a destination. Hey, at 65, I want to retire, be sick of my job, and I need $6,000 a month. How do I get there? That's what our GPS does. And that's what I've been doing. Gosh, I've been doing this business, I've been involved in this business for 32 years. And the GPS has been very much part of my business practice for a long time. I've trademarked it. And it's so important to kind of know where you are, where you're going. Again, I get questions all the time. What do you think about Apple stock? What do you think about Amazon stock? You know, really from 30,000 feet, that can answer that for you. But that's not important as to know where you are, where you're going, set up a roadmap. So today's topic, all about interest rates. And right before the break, we're talking about how interest rates go up and could be competition to stocks, that there is a hint of inflation. We see that in food prices. We see that in gas prices. Very quickly in the last few months, we've seen that. And I think we're going to see more of it. I mean, going forward, there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand. I hear this all the time. I hear it from my family members and clients and friends alike that, you know, I don't care what things cost. I just want to go out and do something. I want to go to a concert. I don't care if they pay more for it. If I have to go, if I want to go, say, Cape Cod for a long weekend, I'm used to paying X amount of money, and now they're going to charge more because of their expenses. So we're going to have this pent-up demand with the $1.9 trillion coming into the economy over time. With the pent-up demand kind of staying this cocoon that we've been into, this kind of, how should I say, stay-at-home economy, remote economy. We want to get on the other side of this thing, start spending ourselves. We're sick of saving money. My American Express is about 20% of what it was. And why we should be happy with saving money, I'd rather be 100% and going to Yankee games and doing all the things I'm used to doing. So we may see a pickup inflation because, of, again, remember, we talk about inflation, supply, demand. Demand may go higher, and we may have some trouble on the supply side of things. So we're going to see some inflation, hopefully nothing out of hand. And I know in the late 1980s and early 1990s, those that are listening who got a mortgage back then, and so mortgage rates at 12%, 14%. Right now, most people are getting mortgages still around 3.25%. I've even heard as low as 2.5% for 15 years. But think about it, late 80s, 1990s, people were getting 14% mortgages, then 12% and so forth. Again, at that time, the Fed was dealing with inflation. One way to deal with inflation and kind of cut things off and slow things down is to raise rates. At that time, Paul Volcker did that under the Reagan administration, and actually he squashed inflation. Hopefully we don't see anything quite like that. But the cycle is to raise rates and make it harder to borrow, more expensive, and money slows down a little bit from inflation peaks, and that's what the goal is. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Manager. With you here every Sunday morning, we're tackling a big topic all about interest rates, because that's what the market is really consumed with these days, is about interest rates moving up, and the market's been pretty shaky on and off. Again, Dow Jones setting records, as they did on St. Patrick's Day, the luck of the Irish. Big hangover the next day, but it's the NASDAQ's been taking on a chin about higher interest rates. So higher borrowing costs can happen down the road with interest rates going up. But we're watching that closely. But again, those people who came into the counties, again, and got their first mortgage, you probably raised your hand. That was me. I still also remember those people, same people who said, wow, I remember the days when CDs, my mom got 12%, my dad got 14%. Those were the days, CDs and treasuries. I'm not sure those were the days because remember, while you got 12% CD rates, it was great. And you probably got your toaster oven, you probably got all kinds of other things for signing up and getting 12%, which is a great return. We get it. But inflation is running at 14, 15, 16%. And that's the problem with higher interest rates, that if we go up in higher rates and say, oh, wait, I want CD rates to go higher again. You know, be careful what you wish for, because higher rates, much higher rates, double digit rates, let's say in CDs or treasuries or those type of instruments, also means that inflation is pretty high as well. So we have to kind of watch that very closely. But that's really what the market's really watching very closely. It's all about interest rate. Fed Chair Powell said he's not going to raise rates until employment comes down quite a bit, which may be towards the end of the year or sometime into next year. But the market's saying, hey, buddy, you're going to start raising rates pretty soon because we're starting getting a hint of inflation and we want to stop it before it starts. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.